Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of marriage, divorce, and remarriage, we taught that regardless of who is teaching, we must always search the scriptures to verify that what they are saying is right. Hey, let's continue there with that thought today. Now, if the Holy Spirit puts it in Paul's heart, everywhere to say the people of Berea were more noble than those of Thessalonica, to search the scriptures to see if those things were so, and Paul is the one that's preaching, then that tells me that if they're supposed to search the scriptures, even if it's Paul preaching, then certainly, folks, that you that are listening to me, just don't take my word for it. Search the scriptures. I am not even close to being an Apostle Paul. So don't take just my word. Well, pastor wouldn't tell us wrong on anything. It's not that I wouldn't tell you wrong. It's that I'm a man and I can be wrong. So always, always, whether it's me, whether it's the pastor in your local church, whatever, don't just assume they're right. Just don't assume they're wrong. Check the scriptures. Search the scriptures. See if the things they say are true. Now, consider this example from the Word of God. And again, in this first part, we're looking at the Word of God because the Word of God has to be the basis for any doctrine because doctrine comes from the Word of God. Now, let's think of this example from the Scriptures, and that's the best examples you can use are scriptural examples. In Mark chapter 6, verses 35 through 44, and in Luke chapter 9, verses 12 through 17, and again in John chapter 6, verses 5 through 12, we have the story of Jesus feeding 5,000 with 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. Now, all 3 of those passages I just gave you, Mark, Luke, and John, all say 5,000 without mentioning at all women and children. However, in Matthew chapter 14, verse 21, it says this, and they that had eaten were about 5,000 men beside women and children. Now imagine I say, well, I believe what these others wrote, but not necessarily what Matthew wrote. The other 3, John and Mark and Luke, wrote 5,000 men, and they didn't say beside women and children. So those 3 are right, and Matthew's wrong. Oh, no. Matthew just includes what the Holy Spirit didn't tell Mark and Luke and John to include. Okay, every word was God-breathed. Now, if you disagree with it, then that shows you something. You do not believe that all Scripture is God-breathed. And what the writer has written there as the words from the Holy Spirit of God, be it Moses, Paul, David, Amos, Joel, or whoever, Peter. You're saying they wrote their own thoughts, showing we believe not all the Bible is God-breathed. Now, you can't interpret part of it that contradicts another part of the Bible. The Bible is of utmost importance to we as Christians. Listen to this from Psalms chapter 138 and verse 2. There we read this, I will worship toward thy holy temple and praise thy name. This is praising the name of God. Praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth. He's praising God for not only loving kindness, but for truth. Now listen to the rest of the verse. Listen closely to these words in Psalm 138, verse 2. Write that passage down. Check it out. Make sure I'm reading it to you right. So let me start at the beginning of verse 2 and read to the end. I will worship toward thy holy temple and praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth. For thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name. Now, have you ever thought about the things of that, that God, that God's word is something that his name is in there throughout. He inspired the word. And one day, according to Philippians chapter 2, verses 9 through 11, every knee is going to bow and every tongue is going to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. At the name of Jesus, every knee bow, things in heaven, things on earth, things under the earth, everyone's going to bow at that great name, at the name of Jesus. Yet we're just told here, in Psalm 138, verse 2, that he has magnified his word above all thy name. Please get this view of Jesus. Jesus Christ is the living word. The Bible is the written word. And there are no contradictions between the two. Again, the Bible is the written word. Jesus is the living word. And there are no contradictions between the two. So, having read that and having said that to you, let's move ahead now and see some more. Some have said to me, now these are things I've heard, and just the last year, and I've heard many things over the years, but I'm just going to take what I've heard in the last years. Now, some of these people got things from philosophies they gained from teachers and so forth. There's one person that has done basic youth conflicts and things like that. People said, boy, that's great. And other people said, no, it's bad because the man's never been married. Now they said, well, the man has got arrested for being a sexual predator and that he molested some teenage girls. Well, whether he did that, and evidently he did do those things because he had a lot of trouble from it, but whether he did or not, it's not because he was married or not married. It wasn't because he did those things or did not do them. It's what saith the Word of God. See, the Word of God is the final authority, not some Christian psychologist, not your favorite pastor, not your favorite Christian college. Now, one of the greatest problems for local churches today that are biblicist, that is fundamental biblicist. I hate to use the word fundamental anymore because you've got Muslims, you've got Jehovah Witnesses, you got so many groups now calling themselves fundamental. So I want to say that we are biblicist. Now, if a guy doesn't hold to a King James Bible, he's not a biblicist. If a guy thinks there are errors in the Bible, he's not a biblicist. If a guy rejects standards from the Bible, then he's not a biblicist, okay? He might like to say so, but that is a lie. What they say and what they do can be two different things. So I'm laying that out, but their Christian colleges will teach them a thing, just like I mentioned earlier, that my Christian college taught me something that was not with what I'm teaching now. And I had to search the scriptures and realize I did not agree with that. But what I'm saying is that although Christian college teaches it, the Christian college and the local church, when the local church teaches from the Word of God and tells you one thing, and the Christian college tells you another thing, you go with your local church. Now, bottom line, though, is you search the scriptures to see if those things are so. But some people give greater authority to a Christian college than they do the local church and how God has established authority. And that is very doctrinally wrong to do. And so I'm thankful for good, fundamental, biblicist Christian colleges. And I'm thankful for many of the things that I learned. But again, I say, the Word of God is the final authority. and it has to be. So again, I've heard people say, I agree with the words of Jesus and Paul on the subject of marriage, divorce, and remarriage, but not necessarily with other New Testament writers. My friend, that rejects the doctrine of inspiration, that is, God breathed. Yet 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16 says that all scripture is given by inspiration. That word inspiration has the idea of God breathed. God breathed out every word that holy men wrote down, and then God preserved those words. And it shows that it was not the writer's words. It wasn't his thoughts. It wasn't the writer's personality. The requirement for the writer was to be a holy man, to be trusted to write God's words. That was the requirement for the writer. But they were the words of God, and that's why he has exalted his word even above his name. So please get this before we really get into the study of marriage, divorce, and remarriage. Because I felt it's necessary to establish this teaching in order to be clear, because it is the Bible that must teach us on this subject or any subject. So what I am preaching is something that I arrived at before I even became a pastor of the first church to which God called me to be the pastor. Now, let me just give you a little background on that. The first church that called me to be a pastor was started by a Ruckmanite student. Now, you say, what in the world is a Ruckmanite student? This goes back to a man named Peter Ruckman. Peter Ruckman graduated from Bob Jones University many, many, many years ago and received his doctorate from there. Now, that doesn't mean that Bob Jones was in agreement with him. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that's where he graduated from. And just to show that he had a high level of education and earned his doctorate. But Peter Ruckman had been married three times in his lifetime and divorced twice. Now, as far as I know, this is not an accusation. I'm just saying, as far as I know, his divorces were never for the cause of fornication. They could have been. I just don't know that. Okay. But he was divorced. He was divorced. Now, his belief that he taught to students when he started his Bible school and to others is that God teaches to be married to one at a time. Therefore, he could divorce and remarry someone else. And he taught one at a time. Now, that's wrong. And I know that. And most of you would agree with that.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands.